FIZ.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance Agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Good evening, basketball fans. Happy Monday to one and all. We've got a busy week of high school sports action for you, and it all starts tonight as we bring you senior night action as Fondy takes on Wanakee in boys basketball action, non-conference play here from the Acuity Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. Spencer Wagon here with you here in two of the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Stop by and see Tim in Fond du Lac, or you can give him a call, 921-7424 for all of your insurance needs. Thanks so much for coming along with us here this evening. Final non-conference matchup of the regular season for the Fondy Cardinals, and they come in coming on off a loss to Kimberly on Saturday evening. Final score in that one, 75-58. Meanwhile, Wanakee coming in on a rather hot streak, winning 9 in a row coming into tonight's contest as they make the trip up highways 19 and 151 up here to Fond du Lac High School. And two very good basketball teams in Division One coming into tonight's contest, both earning a number one seed in their respective regionals. We'll talk more about that at halftime as we break down the regional brackets, which were just announced yesterday, that is, by the WIAA. But let's look at the teams coming into the evening here tonight. Fondy sitting at 11-6 in their conference in the Fox Valley Association, and 13-8 overall. Meanwhile, Wanakee is 12-4. And like I mentioned, they've won 9 in a row. Fond du Lac, they saw their four-game winning streak snapped at the hands of Kimberly, who was really, as we knew, was one of the best teams in the state, and really continuing their hot streak. They've got a game tonight as they wrap up their season, but still a chance to force a tie, a shared conference championship for Kimberly. They could do that if they basically win out and Nina wins one more game. Both will finish at 17-1 in league play and split the conference title this year. But Fondy falling to Kimberly 75-58 on Saturday evening. 43-17 was the score at halftime. Fondy did outscore the Papermakers 41-32 in that second half, but the game was pretty much in hand for Kimberly. Cardinals being led by Jay Dalton in that contest, 18 points in the loss for Fond du Lac. Jackson Padalecki scoring 30 to lead Kimberly in the win. Despite that winning streak coming to an end, Fondy still has had a very good season. They've won 8 of their last 10 games, only 2 losses in that stretch coming to the top 2 teams of the league in Nina and Kimberly. Cardinals mentioned toward the end of Saturday night's broadcast, they have clinched their best FBA and overall record since the 2016-17 season. Fondy can match that season's 12-6 conference record with a win over Kakana on Thursday. Obviously, don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you got to play here tonight, and we'll see what happens here tonight. Of course, we will not count for the conference standings, but much improved Fond du Lac team coming into this season, the second year under head coach Nick Ford. Meanwhile, Wanakee, like I said, they started the year 3-4. They won 9 straight to get to where they are at 12-4 so far this year. Warriors won Big Friday over their rival DeForest, being from the Madison area and being an alum of a fellow Badger Conference school. There is certainly no love lost between Wanakee and DeForest, that is for sure. And the Warriors won 85-61. That game was actually played at the Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. Because of COVID protocols, there are no sports allowed in Dane County, at least high-risk sports. So all the Madison area teams, at least the ones located in Dane County, have had to look elsewhere. I have a friend who coaches for a Madison area team, and he is going all over the map to get their games in before tournament time starts. And that's kind of similar to what Wanakee is doing. A lot of Badger Conference teams have adjusted where their home team or their home games are being played, and a lot of games are being played at that Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. want to keep winning that game 85-61. And then Saturday, they were basically right back up in the Dells, taking on Fall Creek in non-conference play. 100-72, Warriors crossing the century mark, or hitting the century mark, beating the Crickets on Saturday. Wanakee scoring 55 points in the first half of Saturday's win and made 23 pointers. Yes, you heard me correctly, 23 pointers in Saturday's win over Fall Creek. So, needless to say, when you're hot, you're hot. And when they're hot as they were against Fall Creek. Last time these two teams met, well, we're not quite sure when these two teams last met. WISSports.net records go all the way back to the 2002-03 season, and could not find a previous meeting between these two squads. If somebody does know last time Fondy played Wanakee and would like to share that with me during the broadcast, feel free to send an email to sports@kfiz.com. If there's something I totally missed, something I completely overlooked, feel free to let me know, and I'll gladly mention it during the broadcast. But not often you see a Fox Valley Association team play a Badger Conference team in a non-conference setting like this that's not maybe a state tournament setting. Last time Quadillac did play a Badger Conference team was just two seasons ago when they went down to Watertown for a WIAA regional game. Fondy, as you remember, did end up winning that contest and moving on to face Brookfield Central. These two teams do have one common opponent this year. That is Oak Creek. And, in fact, they played each other just 2 days apart. Wanakee beat Oak Creek on January 16th. Final score there was 74-57. That was at a tournament held at Brookfield East. And then following Monday, Fondy beat Oak Creek here 82-69 on January 18th. So only one common opponent between the two, so not really much you could say. Both teams handled Oak Creek pretty well. And that is, the tale of the tape so far as we come into tonight's matchup between the Cardinals and Warriors here from the Acuity Fieldhouse on senior night. About 6 minutes away from the start of tonight's game. Again, Fadalak taking on Wanakee in boys basketball action. More of our pregame show coming up here on News Talk 14.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at coaloilandpropane.com.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show. News Talk 1450 KFIZ getting set for boys basketball action tonight as the Fondy Cardinals take on the Wanakee Warriors in boys basketball action. Second to last game of the regular season for Fond du Lac and Wanakee as we hit the final week of the regular season for boys. Girls playoffs starting tomorrow. We'll talk more about our broadcast schedule for the week coming up in our halftime report. More about Wanakee, the opponent coming in to face the Cardinals here this evening. Wanakee won the Badger North a year ago, going 12-2 in league play, 19-6 overall, losing two starters from that team, and they returned four starters. So as you can imagine, Wanakee was picked, in fact, at the top of the Badger Conference. Wanakee picked first ahead of Reedsburg, the Beavers, and the DeForest Norskies. Wanakee returning three all-conference selections from last year, including first-team all-conference player Hayden Nelson. Nelson averaging 11.5 points a game. He was a first-team all-conference selection as a junior last year. Andrew Keller, second-team all-conference last year as a sophomore for Wanakee. He averaged around 12 points a game, or averages, I should say, around 12 points a game this year. And Jackson Zabel, averaging 9 points a game. He was a second-team all-conference selection last year as a junior. Keller and Nelson, your top two scorers for Wanakee, 12 at 11 points per game, respectively. And their head coach is Dana McKenzie for the Wanakee Warriors. Fond du Lac, meanwhile, last stat update, Jay Dalton still leading the team in scoring, 15 points a game, same with Henry Wright. Alex Roush around 10, Drew Dickman just around 10 as well for the Fond du Lac Cardinals, coming in, as we mentioned, with a 13-8 overall record, Wanakee at 12-4. Badger Conference standings are kind of convoluted this year, really not a ton to talk about because there haven't been many conference games played. In fact, a lot of the teams were on pause until after the Christmas holiday, or maybe a little bit before that. So some teams have 20 games under their belt, like Beaver Dam, who is 15-5. Some teams only have 5 games under their belt, like my alma mater, Above Oram, who only has 5, and they're 2-3. So kind of a hodgepodge of standings in the Badger North this year. Beaver Dam has the best overall record out of all the teams at 15-5. Wanakee's 12-4, like I mentioned. Sauk Prairie at 10-3. And then, like we said, kind of a hodgepodge after that. Some teams have only played 4 or 5 games. Some teams have played 8-10. Some teams have played 15-20. It's just kind of how it shook out this year. But really no official conference leader. I guess if you had to look at the standings, if you were to go to Wisp Sports right now, you'd see Sauk Prairie leading the Badger Conference at 1-0, for what it's worth, with the Badger North standings in the 2020 and 2021 season. What a long, strange trip it's been, and we're almost to the end of it here and almost into tournament time. Like I said, we'll talk more about the brackets, what the, both of these teams have in store for them, possibly, in the brackets, which were just released yesterday by the WIAA. And like I said, both teams getting a 1 seed. Both have some interesting caps to their potential regional and sectional matchups. Non-conference action here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ as the Pawnee Cardinals take on the Wanakee Warriors. You can listen to tonight's game on 1450 on your radio dial, streaming worldwide at KFIZ.com. Also on the TuneIn app for your Apple or Android device. You can also watch the Fondy Athletics YouTube channel. Go to fbasports.net and check out the stream links there. National Anthem is starting. Lineups coming up. Let's turn it over to Tim Hansen, our public address announcer, for that. Starting lineups. Again, your lineup for the Wanakee Warriors and their head coach, Dana McKenzie, Caden Nelson, Jackson Jabell, Joey Furman, Casey Fisher, and Andrew Keller. Again, Nelson, Jabell, Furman, Fisher, and Keller for Wanakee. And your Fond du Lac starting lineup looking like this. One of the seniors we honored here on senior night, number 2, Henry Wright. Also, number 3, another senior, Cole Linder. Sophomore Jay Dalton having a fantastic year. Jay Dalton, the sophomore, number 10 in the starting lineup this evening. Also, junior, number 15, Drew Dickman. And another one of those 5 seniors, Alex Roosh, number 23, a senior for the Cardinals. Bonnie in the home whites with the Cardinal numerals and lettering. Wanakee in the, I guess you could say, black jerseys with the gray numerals and lettering for Wanakee. Usually a purple shade for the Warriors, but a little bit different look for Wanakee coming into tonight's contest. And Wanakee will start with possession. They move right to left, and Fondi left to right as we see it here in this non-conference boys basketball game. Warriors working with it here. This is Keller. Keller almost has it knocked away as Fisher tracks it down. Fisher dribbling with it to the right-hand side. He'll toss it to the right wing. Working it to Jabell. Jabell tossing over to Keller. Keller handing here. Keller getting it back. Now tossing it back onto the wing. Working it back out. Getting it here to Fisher. Fisher dribbles into the corner. And the Warriors go baseline right underneath the basket. Putting it up. No. And offensive board. It's stolen away. Jay Dalton takes it away. And they toss it out to Dickman. Dickman finds right near top of the circle. Cardinals again moving left to right as we see it here. As Wright will work with it back out near half court. Out to Dickman. Dickman launches 3 right side. Bounces off the rim, no good. And the Warriors track it down, take it back to the wing. Jabell from the left-hand side. Working it back, now tossing it in. Taking it out to Keller. Keller from the left-hand side. Working it back out to the right. Drive inside, kicking it out here to Nelson. Nelson at top of the key to take it. Right side, tossing it into the corner. 3-pointer, left side, well off the mark, no good for Fisher. And an offensive board out to Wanakee. Warriors, dribble drive right side, good. Jackson Jabell knocks down the first deuce of the game. 2-0 Warriors, 16:30 to play in the first half. Linder catches right-hand side. He'll toss back to Wright in the right-hand court. Wright dribbles with it along the near sideline. Feeds it back out. Left side, 3. Good. Cole Linder knocks down the triple. 3-2, Fondi. 16:13 to play in the first half. Toss right side to Furman. Furman dribbling it inside. Goes off glass and good. Joey Furman working it in. And he puts Wanakee back in front at 4-3. Roosh dribbles it over to Jay Dalton. Dalton near top of the circle. Dalton driving himself. Puts it up. No. And an offensive foul called on the Cardinals. Foul is called by Dalton himself. His first, team's first. And with 15:48 to play in the first half, the Cardinals turn it over. And it's back to Wanakee. And Jabell takes it right-hand side. He'll give it to Keller. Keller holds it high over his head. Tosses to the left wing for Fisher. Fisher works it back top of the circle. 3-pointer on the way. Straight on. And bounces her off the rim. Bounces up and then down. Caden Nelson knocks down the triple for Wanakee. It looked like it was going to bounce off the rim, and then it ended up bouncing through. 7-3 Wanakee on the Quest interior scoreboard. Linder pull and pop from 3. Bounces off the heel. No good for Linder. Wanakee will sprint it back to the way. Spin move through the lane. Rolls off for Keller as Wanakee missed an easy one there. Tossing in the corner, Linder right side for Fond du Lac here. As here comes Dickman. Dickman hands it back to Linder in the corner. Now Linder works it around. Linder being guarded by Furman. Getting it back here to Dickman. Dickman out to Roush. Roush swings it around the circle here for Wright. Wright tossing Dalton left corner. Out to Roush at the left wing. Roush splits the defenders, puts it up, can't get it to fall, and a blocking foul called on Wanakee. Foul is called on Furman for Wanakee. His first, team's first. And Alex Roush will shoot two. Left for Roush is good. Jack Doetzler stepping in for Wanakee Jr. Furman will take a seat. 7-4, and Roush gets one more foul shot. Hits them both. Alex Roush makes it 7-5 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Wanakee in front by two. Doetzler working with it here, feeding it into the post well over the head of Keller, and along goes out of bounds. Over towards the dance team. They'll retrieve it. Donnie will get the basketball back, trailing by two, 14-33 to play first half. On the Quest interior scoreboard, High Conference Boys Hoops tonight here at KFIZ. As Jay Dalton gets the pass from Roush, Dalton right side of the lane, whips it into the corner. Out to Dickman for three, off the rim no good. The rebound skied for by Nelson for Wanakee. Across the half-court line is Nelson. Nelson stopping at the elbow, kicking back to Doetzler. Doetzler out here to Zabel. Zabel going to drive left of the lane, kicking it back out. Working it to Keller. Keller feeds it off to the right-hand side. Now right side of the lane is Doetzler. Doetzler coming in. Now working it back out. Short floater, left side good for Zabel. 9-5, Wanakee. 13:50 left to play in the first half. Here's Roush coming in. Roush. Kick it back out. Linder will try from three. Bounces off the rim, no good. And Butler grabs the rebound for the Warriors. Wanakee, pull it, pop three. Good. That is Zabel. Zabel knocking down the triple. He's got 7 of the 12 on the board for Wanakee. And it's 12-5. Warriors with 13:26 to play in the first half. Here's Roush. Roush feeds to Dalton right side. He'll work it back. Near top of the circle, feeding it out here to Linder. Linder bounces in the corner for Roush. Roush for three, good. Alex Roush knocking down the triple. 5 points for him, 12-8. The lead is 4 for Wanakee. Zabel feeding it inside. Doetzler had to go up for it. And a whistle here as he comes in from the right-hand side, or left-hand side, pardon me. Foul on Linder, his first, team second. And Doetzler will head to the free throw line here for Wanakee. This is the first off the front of the rim. Three new Warriors in. And Schreider checking in for Hunt. Driscoll. And he airballs the second. Doetzler making or missing all of them. Both of them, I should say. So it will be Bondi basketball here. 12-8 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Wanakee leads by 4, 12:47 to play in this first half. Henry Wright, right back out near the bench. Wright, and a foul underneath. Away for the basketball on Wanakee. 12:38 to play in the first half, and it will stay with the Cardinals here. Roush catches left-hand side. He brings it in from the left wing, rolling it back out to Dalton. Dalton takes the three, now takes it and hits. Jay Dalton knocking down the triple. It's a one-point game, 12-11 Wanakee, with 12:24 to play in the first half. Tossing it in. Doetzler knocks Roush down to get the basketball. Ball popped out of his hands, and it will stay with Wanakee. Checking in here is Robert Booker and Nelson stepping back in for Wanakee. 12-11, Warriors in front with 12:14 to play in the first half. Give the basketball here. Working it into the corner. Nelson. Nelson brings it in from the left-hand side. Working back out. Now a steal from Dalton. Dalton gets the steal. Dalton has it knocked away out of bounds. It will stay with the Cardinals. Nice defensive effort there by Driscoll to come in and knock it away from Dalton as he went up with it to complete the steal and the score. And it will stay with the Cardinals here as Roush catches at the wing. Driving it inside, tossing it out, and a whistle here. Offensive foul called on the Cardinals. Alex Roush, his first, team's third. So it will go back to Wanakee after the offensive foul on Fond du Lac. 11:50 to play first half, 12-11. Warriors lead the Cardinals on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Nelson catching right side of the lane. Step back jumper, no. Henry Wright skies for the rebound. It bounces off the rim. Roush tossing ahead, getting it to Linder at the corner. Now he'll get it back out to Wright. Passes up the three, dribbles it inside briefly. Now tosses it back out here to Linder. Linder giving it out here to Dalton near half court on Fondi F. Dalton takes the long three. Dalton can't hit, and the rebound pulled down by Wanakee. Driscoll bringing it across the half-court line. Driscoll going to work it back over. Nelson pull it top for three. Good. 0 with the three. Caden Nelson back out to a four-point game, 15-11, with 11 minutes to play in this first half. Roush feeding it out here, getting it to Linder. Linder flipping it to Steven Schreiner. Schreiner to Roush back at top of the key. Roush back over to Dalton, out to Linder. Linder finds to Wright at the right wing. Wright brings it in for the right-hand side. Pass thrown away. Going to check here with it for Wanakee. He'll toss it into the corner. Nelson tries the three. Way too long. Driscoll cleans it up, puts it back up. Can't get the follow-through. Is a short little layup bounced off the rim and went out. The Cardinals will take it back to the way. Roush feeding it back out, getting it out to Wright. Wright for three, right side, good. Henry Wright knocking down the triple on his senior's first bucket of the game. Makes it 15-14 with 10-12 to play in the first half. Down low, left side layup, no for Booker. Second chance, goes up with it, no, but a whistle and a foul. Al is called on Wright, his first, team's fourth. As Robert Booker steps to the free throw line for two. Booker's first is no good. Rare bird making an appearance over to my right. Not really. Somebody just made a bird noise when he made the ball, or missed a foul shot. 10:03 to play in this first half. 15-14 our score. The Quest Interior scoreboard. One more foul shot here for Booker. And he misses them both. Wanakee 0-for at the free throw line so far. He's cutting Colton blank. He'll toss it out under the wing for Dalton. Dalton drives underneath the basket out to Schreiner for three. Schreiner hits. Steven Schreiner knocking down the triple. And the Cardinals lead 17-15 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 9:40 to play for the first half. Get back out here. Tossing it in. Getting it in here to Keller. Keller feeds it across the arc. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Wanakee. As Driscoll knocks down the triple to answer the triple by the Cardinals from Schreiner. Wanakee back in front at 18-17 as Dalton will sprint it up the court. Dalton bringing it in. Dalton has it knocked out of bounds. It stays with the Cardinals. 18-17 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Wanakee in front as Driscoll's three put them back up after they went down by two on the three from Schreiner. This is blank, handing it off. Now we'll get it back in the corner. Three in the way. Good. Blank knocking down the triple. 20-18. Bondi goes back in front. 8:58 to play first half. Here's Keller. Keller tossing it in, putting it up. No, but a whistle and a foul, and they'll send Booker back to the free throw line. Hollis called on blank, his first, team's fifth. And Booker will shoot two here for the Warriors. that bird again, and it works. Missed the first one. Fisher stepping in. Casey Fisher back in for Wanakee. 8:52 left. Booker will get one more. This time the bird is not effective. Booker hits the first. Makes it a one-point game, 20-19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Hottie in front by one. Schreiner gets it across. Here's Wagner Lang. Wagner Lang finds Dalton. Dalton tossing in the corner. Kicking it back out. Schreiner now back to right. Over to Dalton, left-hand side. Dalton, his pass almost thrown away. Wagner Lang tracks it down, and he'll take it himself. Kicking it out into the corner. Schreiner for three. Schreiner can't connect. Rebound pulled down by Keller for the Warriors, and he'll sprint it up the court. High toss to Nelson in the corner. Nelson driving, Nelson kicking, out for three, off the mark, no good. And the Warriors able to track it down, but they throw it right to Ethan Wagner-Lang. Wagner-Lang puts it up, and out of bounds. It will be Wanakee basketball. Wagner-Lang went up with it, lost it on the way up, and it goes out of bounds. Back to Wanakee as Zabel comes back in for Wanakee. And Ruchin for Fond du Lac. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here with the Cardinals leading 20-19, 8-10 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings. Also, tonight's game is brought to you by Eden Meat Market and Catering and by Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. An 8-10 left to play in the first half, 20-19. Our score, Fond du Lac leading it by 1 point. Wanakee basketball out of the timeout. And the Warriors looking to retake that lead. They could do so with a bucket on this possession. Warriors bringing it back this way and moving right to left. Here's Keller. Keller from the free throw line. Gets it out into the corner. Nelson along three. Good. Hayden Nelson now with nine. And he puts Wanakee back up by two. 22-20 with 7:50 to play in the first half. Schreiner tossing it into the corner. Wagner Lang rolling it in. Now this one, the pass looking for someone, was taken away by Wanakee. As the Warriors will take it back the other way, looking to extend their lead out. Three-pointer on the way, off the mark, no good, as Fisher missed that one for Wanakee, as Roosh takes it up the court. Roosh will give it here to Wright. Wright left of the circle, coming back in, now kicking it back out to Roosh. Roosh knocks down the triple. Roosh now with eight, and Arafondi back up by one, 23-22 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Rolling it in. Front of the hoop, up and in for Furman. Joey Furman makes it 24-23 in favor of Wanakee as the Cardinals nearly lose it out of bounds, but they'll say it's off of Wanakee. We'll stay with Fond du Lac here as Drew Dickman will step in and Ethan Wagner-Lang will take a seat for the Cardinals. He's Fondy basketball inbounding in the far corner. This to the, I guess it would be right of their bench. As Schreiner will bring it up the court, getting it to Roosh here, into the corner, three-pointer, blank, good! Bolton blank, second three, makes it 26-24, body back up two, with 6:43 to play before halftime. Furman feeding it into the post. In front of the basket is Keller, good. Andrew Keller's first bucket of the evening. Ties us up at 26 on the Quest Interior scoreboard as Schreiner dribbles it ahead, works it to the right-hand side. Here's Roosh giving it to Blank. Now working it over to Dickman, left-hand side. Bouncing it to Roosh, left of the lane. Roosh tries to back down the defender, now kicks it back out. They get it out to right. Back at the top of the circle. Here's Dickman from the right-hand side. Dickman bringing it back out near half-court, working against Keller. Dickman feeds it to Schreiner, left side. Now out to Dickman for three. Dickman hands the three. Drew Dickman knocks down the triple. Fondy back up three, 29-26 with 5:50 to play in the first half. Into the corner. Warriors go. Work it back to Keller at top of the circle. Keller finds the cutting man and can't finish as Fisher. As Fisher missed the quick layup. As Fonnie will take it back to the wing. Here's Roush. Roush will hand it here to Dickman. Dickman out to right. Now back into Roush. Roush left of the lane. Kicking it back out. Into the corner. Here's a three-pointer. Good! Steven Schreider knocks down the triple. 32-26, Fonnie is their biggest lead. 5:14 to play in the first half. Keller catching at the free throw line, spinning through the defenders, count and the foul for Andrew Keller for the Warriors. Foul on. Colton Blank is second, waiting for the foul call. His second team six. And Andrew Keller will head to the charity stripe here for one. Dalton stepping back in. There's that bird again. Not affected this time either. Keller now with five on the Quest interior scoreboard. It's a three-point game. 32-29 Cardinals lead with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Dickman out near half court. Dickman will toss to Dalton, left-hand side, to right at the elbow, out to Linder, right-hand side. Now, here's Dickman. Dickman to right at the free throw line. Jumper rattles home for Henry Wright. Henry Wright knocks down the jumper, 34-29, right now with 5, 4:37 to play in the first half. Keller dribbles left-hand corner, bringing it in, tossing here to Dotzler. Dotzler almost lost it, but now gets it back. Here's the toss out to Nelson near half court. Nelson handing it here to Booker. Booker holds it high over his head, tosses right-hand side. Ball fake here for Keller. Keller dribbles into the corner, now cutting baseline right. Leads it up to Booker. Booker, left side, layup, no. And Roush gets the rebound. Roush looking for some help, lifts it to Henry Wright. He'll sprint it up the court. Toss to Dickman, left-hand side, out to Roush. Roush will launch from three. Roush can't get it to fall. Looked like it was going to bounce through, but it did not. And Wanneke gets it back, tossing to Booker, left side. Booker finds the cutting man coming in and putting it in is Dotzler. Jack Dotzler makes it a three-point game, 34-31 with 3:41 left to play in the first half on that Quest interior scoreboard. Dalton feeding it into Roush, now back to Dalton. Now here's Dickman out near half court. 3.5 to play, Fonte 34, Wanneke 31. Dalton rolling it into Roush in the corner, out to Dalton for three, left side. Good! Jade Dalton knocking down the three. Six-point game, 37-31 Cardinals, approaching 3 minutes to play in the first half. Furman will hand it here to Dotzler. Dotzler will give it back off, getting it to Keller. Keller back out here, Dotzler again. Dotzler will hand it to Nelson. Nelson into the corner for Furman, and he flips it out here. Dalton almost able to take that one away, but no such luck. Dribbling along the baseline, underneath the basket, firing it back out to Nelson for three. Bounces off the rim, no good. Second chance, and a jump ball will send it back to Fond du Lac. Keller was right under there grabbing it, but great job by Roush to get his mitts in there and tie it up. So with 2:42 left, it is Fondy basketball here with Cardinals leading 37-31 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Dalton will bring it across the half-court line. Dalton tossing it here to Roush. Roush handing it to Linder, and Linder finds right, cutting baseline right, getting it back out. Dalton to the left side, into Roush. Roush, easy layup. Alex Roush now with 10 off the assist from Dalton. It's an 8-point game. 39-31. Fadeaway jumper, no good, and a whistle at an offensive foul as Zabel was right there. As an easy look at the fadeaway, and the foul is called on Dotzler, his first, and the team's third. Ball stays with the Cardinals, or I should say goes back to the Cardinals. They lead 39-31 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Here's Dalton stopping at the free throw line. Out to Roush for three. Alex Roush knocks it down. 13 for Roush. 42-31. Cardinals up by 11 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Here's a short jumper. Zabel rolls home good. Zabel now with 9, 42-33 with a minute 50 left to play in the first half. Roosh across the half-court line. Roosh goes with it right side, putting it up. No, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on Doetler, his second, team's fourth, and Roosh will shoot 2 for Bondi. Roosh ready. First one is no good. Bocek in for Wanakee. Randy Bocek, Wagner Lang, and Mofrain Jr. in for Bondi. Minute 42 left. One more foul shot coming up here for Roosh. And he drains that one. Roosh now with 14. Bondi leads by 10, 43-33, minute 38 to play in the first half. Bocek tossing for Keller, left to the lane. Keller works it in. Keller puts it up. Finger roll up and in. Andrew Keller makes it 43-35. And walking across the court is Roosh. Timeout taken here by the Cardinals. It is a 30-second timeout with a minute 22 left in the first half. Bondi leads Wanakee 43-35 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. This game brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Final X, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsford, and surrounding communities with top quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and the customer first service that's second to none, online at coaloilandpropane.com. Also, a big thank you to Baker Cheese. Freshness in every bite. That's brought to you by Baker Cheese on County Road G in St. Cloud. Minute 22 left in the half. As Bondi leads Wanakee 43-35. Waiting for somebody to inbound the basketball here. Someone to check back out, I think. Ethan Wagner Lang wanted to stay in the game. But can't do that, son. As Dalton brings it across the half-court line, here's Dalton going to take it himself. Right side, layup good for Jay Dalton. Eight points, I should say, for Dalton. Back to a 10-point game, 45-35, with minute 5 left to play in the half. Bocek tossing it in, ball bouncing high in the air. As it rolls out of bounds near the Fond du Lac bench, it will stay with Wanakee. 59.3 left to play in this first half. Wanakee will inbound, getting it in here. This is Keller. Keller working with it, baseline right, rolling it into the corner for Bocek. Now back out. Rolling it back to the left-hand corner. Short jumper right side of the lane, up and good for Zabel. Jackson Zabel now with 11, and it's 45-37 with 37 seconds left to play in the first half. Here's Dalton. Going to hold it along the far sideline. Dalton, backing it out here. Dalton, out near half court, being guarded by Bocek. Dalton, floater in the lane, no, tries to get the rebound, and out of bounds off the Cardinals. It will go back to Wanakee with 17 seconds left to play in the half. As Caden Nelson will come in, 45-37 our score with 17 seconds left to play in the half. Caden Nelson will inbound. And Nelson will bring it up the court here for Wanakee. Across the half-court line is Nelson. Holds it near the beak of the Cardinal at half-court. Nelson going to go with it. Nelson coming in from the right-hand side. Puts it up. Short layup, no. And the Cardinals battling for the rebound. Second chance. Count it and the foul for Wanakee. Nelson never gave up on the play. It looked like the Cardinals were going to get the rebound. And, it turned out that Nelson was still right there, ended up throwing up a prayer as the buzzer sounded. It goes through, he gets the hoop in the arm. So Nelson now with 11. And a chance to send it to a 5-point game at the half as everybody everybody but Nelson started to walk towards the locker room, it looked like, for Wanakee there. So a chance to make it a five-point game here going into the half, which would be a huge momentum change, but from 45-37 to 45-40 if he hits his foul shot, and he does. Nelson now with an even 12, and Fonte will just inbound. Full court heave is nowhere near where it needs to be good, and that is how the first half will come to an end with the Cardinals in front, but that three-point play from Nelson makes it a five-point game as opposed to an eight-point game at the half. So a little bit closer than you thought it might be going into the break, but the Cardinals do have the lead at 45-40 as we play here in this non-conference boys basketball game here at News Talk 1450, KFIZ, and on KFIZ.com. We will take a quick timeout here in two of the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on KFIZ. Stop by one of your two Taco Bell locations on East and West Johnson Streets before or after the game, and Liv Moss with Taco Bell. Quick timeout, more after this here at News Talk 1450. And I guess we're going to keep it here. I lost connection with my ability to play commercials here this evening. Not sure why, but we will keep it right here.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Okay, we're going to keep it right here, at least to start the halftime. Again, you're in tune with halftime programming here at News Talk 1450 KFIZ as the Fonte Cardinals take on the Wanakee Warriors here in boys basketball action this evening. Appreciate you coming along with us here this evening as the Cardinals lead 45-40 at the break. It is senior night tonight. I believe the game on Friday against Appleton North, I incorrectly mentioned that it is was senior night because they had all the senior night decorations up, but that's not exactly what happened on Friday night. They did save it until tonight, which is technically the last official home game of the year for the boys, at least in the regular season. But we will bring you some information about that here in just a moment. Apologize if I'm kind of talking at random here. I'm trying to reconnect with what I need to connect with so I can play commercials here this evening. But we are at the half here as Fond du Lac leads Wanakee by a score of 45-40 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Leading scorers at the half. We'll get to those in just a moment. Looks like I did regain access to my computer system here, so we will take a quick timeout. Be back with more of our halftime programming here this evening as we bring you non-conference boys basketball action. As Fonte leads Wanakee 45-40 in boys hoops action. More after this here at KFIZ.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks, I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep, they have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow, sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
All right, we are back at the Cootie Fieldhouse here at Fond du Lac High School. Sorry for the delay in getting our bulk of our halftime show going here this evening, but the Fondy Cardinals do lead Wanakee here at the break, 45-40, and you're in tune with the Taco Bell halftime show here on KFIZ. Leading scorers for both teams, Fondy being led by Alex Rouge. She has 14 points. Rouge with 14, another 8 for Jay Dalton, 6 points for Steven Schreider, and 6 points for Colton Blank this evening. So again, 14 for Rouge, 8 for Dalton, 6 apiece for Blank and for Schreider. Meanwhile, for Wanakee, their top two scorers, and just pushing ahead slightly into the lead with his 3-point play right there at the end of the half, was Caden Nelson. Nelson with 12, Jackson Zabel with 11 for Wanakee, and then another 7 points for Andrew Keller. So 12, 11, and 7, your leading scorers for Wanakee in that first half, as the Cardinals lead by 5, 45-40 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. I mentioned, let's talk about the brackets for both of these teams, and both these teams earning 1 seeds in their respective regionals, as the WIAA announced the playoff brackets yesterday on Sunday afternoon. And the Cardinals are a number 1 seed. They get a first-round bye. Their first action in the WIAA boys basketball playoffs will be on the 19th. So a week from this coming Friday, Bondi will play either Manitowoc Lincoln or Sheboygan North. Manitowoc Lincoln or Sheboygan North in that contest, which will be played right here at Fond du Lac High School. The other side of the bracket is Oshkosh North and Sheboygan South. The 3-versus-6 game, that's next Tuesday. Winner of that game will take on Oshkosh West on the 19th. And then the winners will move on to the regional final, which will be on Saturday the 20th. So again, Fondy a 1 seed, Oshkosh West a 2 seed. Fondy will take on either Sheboygan North or Manitowoc Lincoln on Friday the 19th. For any Wanakee fans that might be listening to tonight's broadcast, your Warriors are number 1 seed. Also, will wait until Friday the 19th to play. They will play either Verona or Middleton in a game played at Baraboo. Go figure. So, got to go out of the county to play, but Wanakee will play either Verona or Middleton in the first round. DeForest, their arch rival, the other top seed in that bracket, they are awaiting either Sun Prairie or Oregon in that first round for any Wanakee fans that might be listening here this evening. Wondering where your team is playing, that is where I live to serve. The good folks of the community of Wanakee. Equal opportunity broadcasting here this evening as we bring you high school hoops. Our broadcast schedule does include playoff basketball for you basketball fans. We'll be right back here tomorrow. It's girls action as the Fondy Cardinals take on Manitowoc Lincoln in a girls regional game. We'll have coverage for you starting around 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock as Fondy takes on the Ships here this evening. We invite you to check out KFIZ.com, the local sports section. Keep your ears peeled for our local sports updates in the mornings as we bring you all the info about where we'll be and what games we'll be covering. Those are best places to check out, KFIZ.com, or you can check out our local sports updates as well as we keep you posted on what broadcasts we'll have for you from the high school side. Speaking of broadcasts, after we're done here, we'll get you to Bucks basketball. Bucks continue their road trip in Denver. Tip-off set for 8:30, so we should be joining that right around tip-off time or a little bit after here as we get set for that game following our action here this evening. But right now, our score at the break is Fondy 45 and Wanakee 40 as we get set for the second half of action. Thanks for joining us on High School Hoops, News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Except for second half action here this evening as Fond du Lac plays Wanakee in boys basketball action here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ and KFIZ.com. Wanakee will inbound. Warriors moving left to right, Fondy right to left as we see it here in this second half of action. Music fades away. We're set for action. As the bell will bring it up the court, he'll toss it over to the right-hand side, getting it to Fisher. Fisher hands to Keller. Now they work it back over to the left. Need to get down low for Keller. Looking like they're going for the alley-oop, and it went well over his head towards the divider. That separates the main field house floor from it rolling all the way to the doors on the north side of the gym. Goes back to Fond du Lac here, 15 seconds in. Cardinals lead by 5, 45-40 in the second half. Here's Alex Roush. Roush dribbling it over to Dalton. Dalton coming in to the right-hand side. Takes it to the basket. Nobody whistle and a foul. Foul on Caden Nelson for Wanakee. His first, team's first. And two shots here for Jay Dalton. Dalton bricks the first. This is a five-point game. One more coming up for Jay. And the second one on the way. Good. Jay Dalton now with nine. 9 points. 46-40. Fondy leads by six. 17:30 to play for the game. Keller gets it left up the lane. Keller coming in. Keller in the post, working it up against Wright. Nobody whistle and a foul. Foul is on Wright, his second. Team's first of the half, and heading to the free throw line is Andrew Keller. He'll get two. Keller misses the first. He'll get one more. Keller's second is good. That one hit the back of the rim and then fell through. 8 points for Keller. 5-point game. Fondy 46, Wanakee 41. 17-18 to play for the game. As Roush brings it across the half-court line, he'll toss it out to Wright. Wright passes up the three, skirts along the perimeter, feeds it over to Dickman, left-hand side. Dickman brings it inside the arc. Now looking for some help. We'll feed it to Roush along the near sideline. Roush finding it to Linder. Linder finds it out to Dalton, right side. Dalton passes up three, drives it in, off glass, good. Jay Dalton now with 11. Fond du Lac back up 7, 48-41. In front of the hoop is Nelson. Nelson can't get the layup to fall. Ball's on the floor, and a whistle here as they get it out to Dickman. They'll get Zabel with a foul for Wanakee. His first, team second, as the ball will stay with the Cardinals here, 16:43 to play. 48-41, Cardinals lead by 7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Right, being guarded closely here, and they'll get a foul here on Fisher for Wanakee. Casey Fisher, his first, and the team's third. So Alex Roush will inbound. Roush will get it in here to Dickman to start this possession here. And Dickman is being guarded by Zabel. Dickman skirt along the far sideline, kicking it back out to Roush. Roush will hand it off here to Dalton. Dalton stopping right of the lane, kicking it back out to Roush. Roush through the defenders, has to reject it. Furman right there in front of it to knock it away. And here comes Keller. Keller working it inside, no, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is on Linder, his second. Team second. And Andrew Keller will be at the line for two for Wanakee. misses the first. It's 48-41. One more here for Keller. And he misses that one, too. 0 for 2. 16-10 to play for the game. Bonnie 48, Wanakee 41. Here's Linder. Linder flips it over to Rouge. Now here's Dalton. Dalton the top of the key. Feeding it to Linder, left side. Linder works it back to the free throw line. Skirts it just inside the arc. Now tosses to Wright. Wright out to Rouge. Rouge, ball fake here. Feeding it back over to Wright. Wright tosses to Linder. Linder into the corner for Dickman. Dickman coming baseline left. Nearly does the splits. Kicks it out to Dalton. Now feeding it back into Rouge. Rouge back out. Dickman at top of the key. Dickman coming left of the lane. Putting it up. No. And a whistle and an offensive foul on the Cardinals. So we'll go back to one key. Foul is called on Dickman as he brought it in. Wanakee gets it back to trail by 7, 15-32 to play for the game, 48-41, Cardinals. Steven Schreider will step in. And Cole Linder will get a breather here. 15-30 to play for the game, 48-41, Cardinals up by 7. Isabel brings it up the court for Wanakee. He'll toss it here to Fisher. Roll it in here. Coming left of the lane, turn around, Nelson, drills home, good. Hit it, Nelson. Nelson now with 14, makes it a five-point game, 48-43. Approaching 15 minutes to play for the game. Rouge across the half-court line, he'll toss it here to Schreider. Schreider over to Dalton. Dalton's going to take it himself. Dalton coming right side, nifty move. Jay Dalton puts it up and in. 13 now for Jay, back to a seven-point game, 50-43. Up here for Keller. Keller feeding it inside. Dalton had his hand in there, nearly took it away. Feeding it back out. Nelson a long three. Kaboom. Nelson with the long triple makes it 50-46. And a whistle here. And a warning on the Fondy bench. Everybody wanted a double dribble there on Wanakee, but no such luck was called. Probably the comments being made from the Fondy bench. Regardless, the Cardinals have the basketball and a four-point lead. And coming in from the right-hand side, feeding it out to Rouge. Rouge brings it in. Little floater. No. Second chance, though, as Rouge gets his own miss. Out to Schreider for three. Good. Knocks down the triple. Steven Schreider now with 9. 53-46 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. 14:04 to play for the game. Zabel coming in from the right-hand side. Zabel pull and pop. Zabel hits. Jackson Zabel now with 14, 53-49 with 13:50 to play for the game. Steven Schreider will work it up the court here. Schreider coming across the half-court line. He'll hand it here to Dalton. Passes up the three, nearly turns it over, almost a steal. As Rouge catches just inside the right corner. Need to get back out to Dickman. Dickman finds to right into the corner. Here's Schreider. Schreider coming in, loses the basketball, out of bounds off Wanakee. And it will go back to Fond du Lac. Colton Blanket for Fondy. Odacek, Driscoll in for Wanakee as well. Cardinals lead 53-49, 13:25 left. Dickman dishes, feeds it down low for Blank. Blank had it knocked away from behind. And here's Nelson. Nelson pull and pop for three. Nelson drains the triple. Caden Nelson now with 20. 53-52, the lead is 1 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals lead by the slimmest of margins with 13 minutes to play for the game. Here's Rouge. Rouge with it. Rouge feeding it out. Schreider for three. Schreider connects! Big answer from Steven Schreider. Now 12 for Schreider. Back to a four-point game at 56-52 with 12:45 to play for the game. Bringing it in is Nelson. Nelson tossing it to Zabel, top of the key. He'll dribble it, mid-range jumper, rolls off the rim, no good. Rouge grabs the rebound. Quick toss ahead, Heading it to Dickman. Dickman finds to Schreider. Out to Roush for three. Rattles home Alex Roush. 17 for Roush. And just like that, back up to 59-52. Timeout taken by the Cardinals. It is a 30-second timeout. Schifani with a quick 6-0 run, make it 59-52 with 12:23 left to play in the contest on that Quest Interiors scoreboard. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also, a big thank you to AirTech Heating, AirTech at Bryant, doing whatever it takes, 924-6742. 59-52 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Body, after seeing their lead cut down to one, now back up to seven at 59-52. Couple of triples as Roush knocks down the most recent one to make it 59-52. Want to keep basketball here. Warriors, plenty of fight left in them, that's for sure. There's Nelson in the paint. Nelson strong to the hoop. Nelson now at 22, makes it a five-point game at 59-54. Here's Wright, brings it across the half-court line. Here's Roush. Roush tossing, blank, left corner three. Bounces off the rim, no good. Bonacek grabbing the rebound for Wanakee. Zabel brings it up the court. Zabel working. Zabel, left side. Zabel to the basket, counted and the foul. Jackson Zabel. He'll get an opportunity for a three-point play. Foul is on blank as Fisher comes back in for Wanakee and Jay Dalton comes in for Fondelet. Zabel, free throw good. Jackson Zabel now with 17. 59-57, Cardinals lead by two with 11:45 to play for the game. Henry Wright being guarded here by Fisher. Wright in the backcourt. Wright gets it across, gets it to Dalton. Dalton working it. Dalton against Zabel has it popped in the air. Bonacek comes away with it for Wanakee. And Zabel starts the possession. They work it out to Zabel. Zabel from Steph Curry range. Good! Jackson Zabel puts Wanakee back in front. 20 now for Zabel. 60-59 Warriors. 11:14 to play for the game. He did the old Steph Curry no-look as Dalton is fouled near half-court. The Warriors nearly got the steal and got the score, but it will stay with Fond du Lac here. Foul is on Driscoll for Wanakee, his first team's fourth, and the ball stays with the Cardinals here after Zabel, like I was saying, did the Steph Curry no-look three. He knew it was going in. He just ran the other way. As Henry Wright works with it here. Wright will hand it here to Schreider. Schreider tosses it to Dalton, right-hand side. Jay Dalton from the right wing, feeding it into the corner here for Roush. Roush tossed across the court. Schreider, three, left side, can't get it to fall. Roush battles for the rebound, takes it back up, right side, good. Alex Roush putting Fondi back up. 19 for Roush. Fondi 61, Wanakee 60 with 10:37 to play for the game. Bonacek catching here. Fisher for three. Fisher connects. Casey Fisher knocks down the triple. Back in front go the Warriors. 63-61. Schreider tossing. Here's Roush. Roush feeding it to Wright in the post. Wright puts it up. Off glass and good. Henry Wright ties us up at 63 with 10:13 to play for the game. Here's Zabel. Zabel right-hand side. Zabel bringing it in, now tossing it out. Out of bounds, it will go to Fond du Lac, it should be. This was last touched by the Cardinals. As Keller and Nelson back in for Wanakee. 10:04 to play for the game. Body of Wanakee tied at 63 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ball will stay with Wanakee. They'll inbound right in front of their bench, tossing it in. And a whistle here, and a foul is called on Caden Nelson with the push. So the ball going back to Fond du Lac. They're trying to get it to Furman right in front of the hoop, but couldn't. As Wanakee turns it over on the foul, and it goes back to the Cardinals. 9:57 to play for the game. We're tied up at 63. There's Roosh feeding it to Schreider. Schreider out to Colton Blank, and a whistle and a blocking foul on Wanaki. Foul is on Keller, his first, team six. The Cardinals one away from the bonus with 9:50 to play for the contest. It'll be Fondy basketball inbounding baseline left, getting it in here to Roosh. As Roosh tosses it here, getting it to Wright. Wright coming in from the left-hand side. Need to get back out. Driving the lane is Schreider. Schreider in front of the basket, has it knocked away, recovers it out to Blank as the Cardinals save the possession here. Wright coming in left-hand side. Can't get the fall. Ball is up and going back to the way. A whistle and a foul here on the Cardinals. Don Roosh is second and the team's fifth. Cole Linder will step in for Colton Blank. 9:32 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tied up at 63 between Fondy and Wanaki. Warriors with the basketball, all tied up here, and they trail by 5 at halftime. There's Fisher. Fisher finding the Caden Nelson. Nelson holding it high over his head, working it back over to the left-hand side. Pass in the corner here for Nelson. Nelson pulls the trigger. Nelson can't connect off the front of the rim. No good. And as Linder gets the rebound, Keller reaches in, tries to knock it away from him, and he gets called for the foul. Foul on Keller, his second, team seventh, and the Cardinals are in the bonus for the final 9:13 of the game. Linder at the free throw line here, and he will get a 1-1. Zabel coming in as Whalen will take a seat for Wanaki. Tied up at 63 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Linder gets the first. Linder now with four, 64-63. Cardinals lead by one. They can make it a two-point lead. And he does. Linder now with five, 65-63, Fondy by two, 9:12 to play for the game. Here's Zabel. Zabel works it off to Keller. Now feeds it over to the left-hand side. Get in here for Nelson. Nelson, turnaround, jumper off the mark, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Cardinals, and Fondy will take it back to the way. Under nine to play, 65-63, Cardinals in front by two. Henry Wright, onto the right-hand side, feeds it back to Dalton, near half court. Now, here is Dickman. Dickman rolling it in for Roosh. Roosh working it against the defender, turnaround jumper, left it well short, and taken away by Wanaki. Warriors coming back to the way. The Tire take the lead on this possession. Keller holds it out, left-hand side. Keller bringing it in. Keller in the paint, works it up off glass and good. Keller ties this at 65. Andrew Keller now in double figures with 10, 65 apiece. 8:14 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Hey, Dalton starts this possession for Fondelac here. And he has his pocket pick taken away by Zabel. Zabel walked away by Dalton, but Keller there to put it back in and the foul. Dalton went all the way down, blocked the shot from Zabel, but Andrew Keller was right there to stick it back in with the one-handed finish, and he draws the harm. So Keller puts Wanaki back up 67-65, and the foul was called on Roosh, his third. And Keller drains the foul shot, 13 now for Keller. And Wanaki up 68-65. So what looked like a nice defensive play, and it was a nice defensive play by Jay Dalton, turns into a three-point play for Andrew Keller for Wanaki, and the Warriors have the lead 68-65 with 7:50 to play in the contest. Here's Dickman from the right-hand side. Dickman works it to right. Now here's Dalton. Dalton has his pocket picked again, falls on the floor, and Fisher comes away with it for Wanaki. Nelson driving in left side. Counted in the foul for Caden Nelson. Nelson with 24 and one opportunity for Caden Nelson. And the foul is on Linder, his third, and the team's seventh. So both teams in the bonus for the final 7:34. Alex Rusch will step in as Steven Schreider will take a seat. Lead is five, and Nelson can make it six if he hits this foul shot here, and he misses it, and the Cardinals get the rebound, Henry Wright. So it stays a five-point game, Wanakee 70-65, with 7:20 left to play in the game, and Dalton takes it right to the basket. Dalton now with 15, back to a three-point game, 70-67. Cardinals will need to rally here with 7:15 to play in the contest. Wanakee, we talked about coming into this game hot for three-point range. That is how it's been here so far this evening. Coming in from the left-hand side is Nelson. Nelson from the corner. Working it back to Fisher. Fisher, three, good. Fisher for three. Casey Fisher's second three of the game. And it's a six-point game at 73-67 for Wanakee with 6:45 to play for the game. Wright brings it across. Wright hands to Dalton. Dalton in the corner for Linder. Now back to Dalton at the left-hand side. Getting it back out here to Dickman. Dickman, a little hip check as he comes back this way. Out for Wright at half court. Henry Wright rolling it in for Rusch left of the lane. Feeding it into the corner. Linder, three. Off the mark, no good. And Zabel tracks it down for Wanakee. 73-67 Wanakee, approaching 6 minutes to play for the game. Feeding it in for Keller. It's knocked away. And the Warriors recover. Turnaround for Keller. No, as Rusch gets the rebound. And Rusch will one-hand the pass up the court to Henry Wright, as Wright will bring it back here for Dalton. Dalton working in the far corner. High toss out here to Dickman on the left. Linder here with it now. Linder working with it. Linder bringing it back right-hand side, right for three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound skied for by Fisher for Wanakee. 5:39 to play. Wanakee leads 73-67 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Feeding it down low for Keller. Rusch there to knock it away, but it goes out of bounds off of Fond du Lac. They'll keep it with Wanakee. Timeout taken by the Warriors here with 5:32 left to play on the Quest interior scoreboard. We will take a timeout as well as the Cardinals trail 73-67. More after this here at KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers. So that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111. 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
5:32 left in this one on the Quest interior scoreboard. Non-conference boys basketball action as the Fondy Cardinals trail Wanakee by a score of 73-67 here this evening. That game is brought to you by Eden Meat Market and Catering at 477-2711 or edenmeat.com. It's Wanakee basketball out of their full timeout as Vocek gets it to the backcourt. And Dalton has the steal off of Zabel, but he is unable to handle it, and it goes out of bounds. He has to chase it all the way to the other end of the gym on the south side. He's practically in the commons for that one. But he... nice defensive effort to knock it away, but unable to control it as Wanakee looks to extend their lead. They lead by six with 5:20 left to play for the game. 73-67 Warriors have up on the Cardinals here this evening. Ocheck has it at top of the key. He'll toss to Fisher right-hand side into the corner here for Zabel. Zabel's been hot, as has Caden Nelson. Zabel tries the three. Off the rim, no good. And the ball is out. It's taken away by Rusch. Rusch, basically a no-look pass out to Dalton on the wing. Wright drives it in, can't get the layup to fall. Ball bounces around, hot potato here. Almost like the Wiggles are in the house, as Wanakee takes it back to their way. with Fisher. Fisher gets it out to Zabel, 4:43 left. Wanneke leading by 6, 73-67. Out to Vocek for 3, and that one no good. Keller battles for the rebound, and it ends up in the hands of Henry Wright. Back to the way is Linder for Soddy. Linder will work it back out here to Wright. 4:24 to play. Cardinals trail by 6. Go time is now. Dickman in the left-hand corner. Dickman works it around the perimeter. Dickman drives, kicks, pass out of bounds, looking for Linder, and it goes back to Wanneke. As Aiden Nelson will come in for the Warriors. As Bocek will step back out for Wanneke. 4:10 to play. Fondi trailing by 6 at 73-67. Zabel right-hand side. Zabel finding Keller back out near half court. Work you back over to the left-hand side. Now back to Nelson. Nelson handing it here to Zabel. Zabel brings it to the top of the circle. Now work you back over to the right for Fisher. Fisher rolling it in for Keller. Keller works it up to the basket. No, gets his own miss. Underneath the hoop, can't get it to fall. Now tosses it out for 3. No, off the mark there for Driscoll. As Wanneke with a missed opportunity there. Now the Cardinals back of the way. Need to score some points as they toss to Roosh. Corner 3. Rattles home. Alex Roosh knocking down the triple. Roosh now with 22. Bondi trails by 3. 73-70 with 3:20 to play for the game. Stop and a score. Stop and a score, my friends. Wanneke fans want more scores than stops. Stating the obvious. And a whistle here and a blocking foul as Zabel drives in from the right-hand corner. Foul is called on Dalton, his second, team's 8th. And Zabel with a 1-1 here for the Warriors. First one good for Zabel. Now 21 for Jackson Zabel. Alex Roosh with 22 for Fondi. The Cardinals trail by 4. One more here for Zabel. And he gets the roll on the second. Zabel now with 22. Wanneke 75, Fond du Lac 70 with 3:07 to play for the game. Henry Wright will do the honors here, being guarded by Fisher up the court. Now they switch on him. Switch it over to Zabel. 2-on-2 here. Number 2 on number 2, that is. Zabel 2, Henry Wright number 2. As Dalton catches from the corner. Dalton, right side jumper, no good. The rebound pulled down by Zabel. Under 3 to play, Wanneke by 5, 75-70. On the Quest interior scoreboard, here's Keller. Keller, looking it back out to Nelson near half court. Nelson from the left-hand side. Nelson bringing it in. Nelson, turnaround jumper, good. Hit it, Nelson. 26 for Nelson, 77-70. Wanneke by 7 with 2:25 to play for the game. Here's Dickman. Dickman all the way to the basket. Layup good. Here's Dickman now with 5 and a timeout taken by the Cardinals with 2:19 to play for the game. It is a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:19 to play for the contest on the Quest interior scoreboard. Cardinals trailing Wanneke 77-72. More after this here on News Talk 1450 KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from. All with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
2:19 to play in this one on the Quest interior scoreboard. Fond du Lac trailing Wanneke 77-72. Here from the Cutie Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. Cardinals trailing 77-72. Wanneke, as they have up the defensive pressure and all gotten hot from beyond the arc. Caden Nelson 26, 22 for Jackson Zabel. And Keller will inbound. He gets it into Zabel himself and they find it back to Keller near half court. Working it up to Driscoll. Driscoll bringing it into Nelson. Nelson out to Fisher, out to Zabel. Zabel is driving. Zabel crossing inside, looking for Keller, and it's knocked away. The Cardinals get it back. 2 minutes to play. They trail 77-72. And a whistle here as Wright brings it up the court. Whistle here on Driscoll for Wanakee, his second, team's eighth, so a 1-1 here for Henry Wright for the Cardinals. Furman will step in here as Driscoll takes a seat. First one for Henry is good. Right now with eight, 77-73, a four-point game. And he'll get one more. And he hits them both. Right now with nine. 77-74. Three-point game under two to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Nelson holding it out there at the left-hand side. Going to get back out here to Zabel. Zabel bouncing to Keller. Keller, Furman at the free throw line. And he gets it back on the right wing. Keller looking down low for Nelson. Nelson cutting baseline right, can't get it to fall. Put back, rolls off, no good. And a whistle here and a foul. Oh. 96 seconds left. Foul is on Keller, his third and the team's ninth. So 1-1 here for Jay Dalton with a minute 36 left. Important free throws. As the Cardinals trail 77-74 with a minute 36 left in the game. Dalton's first is no good. Big miss there as Keller grabs the rebound. 90 seconds to play. Wanakee leads by three. Almost a steal as Nelson brings it across, and he'll get fouled by Dalton. Blocking foul called on Jay Dalton. That'll send Caden Nelson to the line for Wanakee. Linder and Dickman stepping in here for Fonte with a minute 28 to play. And Nelson will be at the charity stripe here. Nelson misses the front end, so stays a three-point game, minute 26 to play. As they toss to Linder. Linder for three in the tie. Good! Cole Linder knocks down the triple! We are tied at 77 with a minute 20 left to play in the game. Cole Linder knocking down the triple. It is a 30-second timeout taken by the Cardinals as Nelson missed the front end of the 1-1. The Cardinals took it back down the other way. And Linder found the bottom of the nets. Senior answering with the triple to tie us back up at 77 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with a minute 20 left to play in the game. What a game here tonight against these two teams. Both teams arguably two of the hottest teams in the state in any division. Wanakee having won nine in a row. Cardinals only two losses in the last stretch of games have been to Nina and Kimberly. So two of the hottest teams in the state here so far. It's lived up to the billing. 77 apiece as Wanakee has the basketball. Here's Furman. Furman nearly threw it away as Keller catches. Keller tossing it in. Furman. Furman rolls it out. Fisher for three in the lead. Off the mark, no good. And ball bouncing around. It goes back to Fond du Lac with 56.2 left. Linder and Dickman stepping in here for Fonte. Seconds left. We are tied at 77 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Roosh looking it in, feeds it into Wright. Wright takes it away from the Wanakee defender who wanted it. Here's Dickman bringing it up the court. He'll toss to Wright. Wright near half court finds to Dalton with 45 seconds left. Here's Dalton. Dalton to Linder. Now back to Dalton with 37 seconds left. Here's Dalton. To Linder, getting it to Dickman. 30 seconds left, tied at 77. Dalton, back to Dickman. As the bell comes out to meet him, here's Dickman. Dickman looking for some help. And a whistle and a timeout taken by the Cardinals with 17 seconds left. Ooh, buddy. 17 seconds left. Tied up at 77 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We'll take a timeout. More after this.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company. Company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
17 seconds left in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We are tied at 77 between Fond du Lac and Wanakee in non-conference boys basketball action. It is Fondy basketball out of the timeout. Bucket wins you the game and makes you a winner here on senior night. Henry Wright bringing it across the half-court line with 10 seconds left. And a timeout here again by the Cardinals with 8.5 left. Timeout, a full timeout, so we will take one as well. 8.5 left, tied at 77. More after this.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
8.5 left in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy and Wanakee tied at 77. Another timeout taken by the Cardinals. They got 8.5 left. You need a bucket to win. And pull out basketball game here this evening. Dalton inbounds. Here's Henry Wright. Wright working with it. Wright going to take it himself. Wright falling down. Tosses to Dalton. Dalton for the lead. Put back. Up and in. He got it. Alex Roos. Alex Roos with the tip in at the buzzer. And the Cardinals win on senior night. 79-77. Jay Dalton missed the shot, threw up the prayer. Alex Roosh with the cleanup, and the Cardinals win the battle against Wanakee on senior night, 79-77. What a ball game here this evening. Cardinals win and send their five seniors out with the victory. What a ball game here this evening. Alex Roosh with the tip-in as time expired to win the ball game. Fondy wins 79-77 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. What a finish here this evening, and what a game between two of the hottest teams in the state. Cardinals rally and win the game here tonight. I need a cough drop or something. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. High School Hoops on KFIZ.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac. Today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at coleoilandpropane.com.
back here at the Cuda Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. What a basketball game. My goodness. What a way to send out your seniors. Fondy with the win, 79-77. Cardinals getting the tip-in from Alex Roosh as time expired to win the basketball game here this evening. Kind of an interesting play. Henry Wright drove with the basketball. Had Jay Dalton basically tossed up a prayer, and Alex Roosh was right there to put it back in as the Cardinals get the walk-off win, if we're talking baseball here this evening, over Wanakee in non-conference play here at the Acuity Fieldhouse. Alex Roosh finishing the game with 24 points, so the senior going out with 24 points for Fond du Lac. 15 for Jay Dalton, 12 for Steven Schreider. Henry Wright closing with 9 here this evening. Meanwhile, for Wanakee, what a performance for Caden Nelson. 26 for him. He had 12 in the first half. Jackson Zabel finishing with 22. And then Andrew Keller finishing with 13 in the contest. So 26 for Nelson, 22 for Zabel, and 13 for Keller as Wanakee falls here this evening and sees their winning streak, their 9-game win streak, come to an end at the hand of the Fond du Lac Cardinals. So the Cardinals, with that victory, improve to 14-8 overall, and Wanakee drops to 12-5 overall. Bonnie will close out the regular season coming up Thursday against Kakata. Meanwhile, Wanakee will play Oconomowoc on Thursday. They will play Belleville for their final game coming up on Friday before playoff time coming up next week. And the Cardinals tonight winning 79-77 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. What a finish here this evening. What a great basketball game here between these two teams. Our next broadcast of high school sports will be coming up tomorrow. We've got girls basketball action for you as the Fondy Cardinals take on Manitowoc Lincoln in WIAA regional action. We'll have coverage starting at 6:45, 7 o'clock tip-off for Fondy and Manitowoc Lincoln. We hope you join us for that action coming up tomorrow right here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. That'll wrap it up for us here this evening. Final score again, Fondy 79 and Wanakee 77. Up next for you this evening, Milwaukee Bucks basketball. The Bucks taking on the Denver Nuggets. That's next. You're on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future games we're covering, check out the sports broadcast schedule at KFIZ.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Debit MasterCard, it's like the team is always with you. Visit BMOHarris.com/bucks for more details.
BMO Harris personal checking account required. BMO Harris Bank N.A. Member FDIC. MasterCard is a registered trademark of MasterCard International Incorporated.
Wendy's is dropping the hammer with two made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4.
So if you've been wronged by pre-made breakfast and their frozen folded eggs and rubbery microwaved bacon,
get to Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. Like the honey butter chicken biscuit, classic bacon egg and cheese, and the classic sausage egg and cheese. Choose any two of them for just $4. Justice is served. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Offer valid for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Single item at regular price.
It's game 3 of a 6-game roadie as the Bucks go for 5.